Welcome to a new year of Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Most of us have probably heard by now that Pope Francis has been chosen as Time Magazine's Person of the Year. What might not be so well known is that Edward Snowden, the man who made available to journalists thousands of documents about the secret surveillance operations of the National Security Agency, both outside this country and within it, was on the short list for Time's Person of the Year distinction, although finally he didn't make it. In a short message broadcast on Great Britain's Channel 4 at Christmas time, though not on any national television network here, Snowden, talking about the effects of ubiquitous surveillance, said, quote, "Great Britain's George Orwell warned us of the danger of this kind of information. The types of collection in the book, microphones and video cameras, TVs that watch us, are nothing compared to what we have available today. We have sensors in our pockets that track us everywhere we go. Think about what this means for the privacy of the average person. A child born today will grow up with no conception of privacy at all. They'll never know what it means to have a private moment to themselves, an unrecorded, unanalyzed thought. And that's a problem, because privacy matters. Privacy is what allows us to determine who we are and who we want to be." End quote. And that brings up the issue for today's admittedly somewhat philosophical edition of the Electronic Cottage. There's certainly been a big fuss generated by the revelations contained in the documents Snowden has made available to journalists. As a result of those revelations, there are howls about the NSA's violations of privacy emanating from several continents and dozens of countries. Not surprisingly, the response of those doing the surveillance of every phone call, every email, every internet search, are variations on a single familiar theme. It's for your own good. And of course, we constantly hear the old chestnut, if you have nothing to hide, why are you worried? Underneath all of this back and forth, claim and counterclaim, there's an incredibly important question. Does privacy really matter? And if so, why does it matter? Almost everyone seems to agree that there is such a thing as privacy. Despite Mr. Obama's linguistic gymnastics, when asked about the collection of metadata on Americans' phone calls and emails and almost any other type of electronic communication between people, there's a pretty clear sense that the NSA's surveillance of everyone, not just those suspected of wrongdoing, has stepped over some line. The defense of this wholesale invasion of personal privacy is that it's necessary to keep the country safe, and that people have to give up some privacy to have security. And furthermore, this kind of surveillance really has no impact on people's everyday lives, so it doesn't really matter. Once again, we're back to the old, if you don't have anything to hide, you have nothing to worry about. Except that we all have something, or probably many things, of a personal nature that we'd prefer to keep to ourselves or to a select circle of trusted friends. As Mikko Haipanenen, a famous cybersecurity researcher, once commented, "If someone says they have nothing to hide, I say they haven't thought about it long enough." But let's put that reality aside for a moment. There are many other reasons that privacy has an enormous role to play in everyday life. We can mention two right now that are particularly important for the operation of society in day-to-day life and on the internet. The first we all know about, but seldom discuss consciously. It's called trust. If someone says, "I have nothing to hide, so I don't care about surveillance or privacy," how likely are you to trust that person with something that you consider private, or even secret, when you know that person doesn't seem to care about whether he or she can keep anything confidential? A second reason is that people behave differently when they know they're being watched. There are piles of academic studies that attest to this fact. And those behavior changes tend to make people more likely to behave according to whatever the prevailing norms are. Surveillance, in short, is a creativity killer. And creativity in a global digital economy and society is a very sought-after quality for any country or people that wants to prosper. It's not only fictional governments like Big Brother in Orwell's 1984 that surveil their citizens and want their citizens to know they're being watched, or at least wonder if they're being watched, since that kind of fear engenders the behaviors that the rulers, whether they be private companies or governments, want to reinforce. So, does privacy matter in day-to-day life? When we think about it, privacy has a profound effect on how we interact with others and how we act if we think our actions are being watched. That's just as true on the internet or on the telephone as on the street corner. This is why several of those who helped to create the web in the first place, like Sir Tim Berners-Lee, are warning that the lack of trust resulting from surveillance could kill the web as an international mode of communication and commerce. If trust disappears, and if people think that everything they do is being watched, commerce, communication, creativity, you name it, will suffer. Notice none of this discussion even touches on things like human rights, although that indeed is a huge issue, one that the United Nations General Assembly unanimously pointed to in November of 2013 in its resolution on the right to privacy in the digital age, which is very interesting reading and highly recommended. Instead, we've been just looking here at the question of why privacy matters on a very practical commercial and civic level, and what can happen both in the physical world and in the digital world if privacy disappears or becomes drastically curtailed. If Edward Snowden is right that, quote, a child born today will grow up with no conception of privacy at all, end quote, we may well wonder not only what our lives will be like without privacy, but what kind of a world, physical or digital, we're leaving to our children and to our children's children. So, there's a couple of questions to ruminate on to start this new year. In future editions, we'll focus again on more concrete technological matters, while keeping in mind that every gee whiz technological accomplishment, which, by the way, global surveillance is certainly one of, includes, just beneath the surface, some very big questions about what it means to be human. So, please tune in, and we can all ruminate together on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.